Canto 11, Chapter 16. The Lord's Opulence. Sri Uddhava said, "You are the Supreme Spirit in person, not restrained and without a beginning and an end. You are the true protector and the maintenance, destruction and creation of all that exists. O Supreme Lord, while you, for souls lacking in self-control, are hard to understand, the Brahmin knowers worship your presence within both the superior and the inferior entities of creation. The great sages achieve perfection by worshipping you with devotion for this and that form. Please speak to me about these forms. O maintainer of all beings, not being visible, you are engaged as the very soul of the living beings. You see them while they, bewildered by your external reality, do not see you. And please, O greatest might, explain to me what all the potencies are that you manifest in all directions on earth, in heaven and in hell. I offer my obeisances at your lotus feet, the abode of all holy places." The Supreme Lord said, "This question, O best of all questioners, was at the time of the destruction posed by Arjuna, who desired to fight his rivals at Kurukshetra. Aware of the fact that the killing of his relatives for the sake of sovereignty was an irreligious, abominable act, he desisted and said in a worldly mind, 'Having them killed, I would be the killer.' That tiger among men asked me just before the battle took place questions like you did, and was then by me instructed with the needed arguments. I am the supersoul of these living entities, O Uddhava, their well-wisher and lord and master. I am the maintenance, creation and annihilation of all living beings. I am the goal of those who seek progress, the time of those who exert control. I am the equilibrium of the basic qualities of nature, as also the virtue of those endowed with good qualities. I am the thread, the rule, sutra for everything that has quality. I am the totality of all great things. Among that what is subtle, I am the spirit soul, and of all things that are difficult to conquer, I am the mind. I am Hiranyagarbha, Brahma, the original teacher of the Vedas. Among the mantras, I am the three-lettered Omkara. Of the letters, I am the first one, the A. And among the sacred meters, I am the three-footed one, the Gayatri Mantra. Among the gods, I am Indra. Among the Vasus, I am Agni. Among the sons of Aditi, I am Vishnu, Vamana. And among the Rudras, I am Nila Loita, the one-colored red-blue, Shiva. I am Bhrigu among the Brahmin sages. I am Manu among the saintly kings. Among the demigod sages, I am Narada. And among the cows, I am Kamadenu, the cow of plenty. Among those of perfect control, I am Kapila. Garuda, I am among the birds. Daksha among the founding fathers. And Aryamma among the forefathers. O Uddhava, know me among the sons of Diti as Prahlada, the lord of the unenlightened souls. Know me as the order of the moon for the stars and the herbs, and as Kuvera, the lord of wealth among the Yakshas and Rakshasas. Among the lordly elephants, I am Airavata. I am Varuna, the master of the aquatics. Of everything that heats and illumines, I am the sun. And among the human beings, I am the master of the realm, the king. Uchashrava, I am among the horses. Among the metals, I am gold. Yamaraj, I am among those who exercise control. And among the serpents, I am Vasuki. Among the hooded snakes, I am Anantadeva. Among the beasts with teeth and horns, I am the lion. Among the social orders, the status groups, the ashramas, I am the fourth order, the sannyasis, and among the vocations, the varnas, I am the first one of the Brahmins, O sinless one. among the holy rivers, I am the Ganges. I am the ocean among the expanses of water. I am the bow among the weapons. And among the wielders of the bow, I am the destroyer of Tripura, Shiva. I am Meru among the abodes. Among the places that are inaccessible, I am the Himalayas. Among the trees, I am the Ashvata. And among the plants, I am the ones bearing grains, barley. Among the priests, I am Vashishta. Among those vowed to the Veda, I am Brihaspati. Kartikeya, Skanda, I am among the military leaders, and among the foremost of spiritual leadership, I am the unborn Supreme Lord Brahma, the Creator. Among the sacrifices, I am the study of the Veda. Among the vows, I am the vow of non-violence, vegetarianism. And among the purifiers, fire, wind, sun, water, speech, and soul, I am the purest, the supersoul. Of the eightfold process of yoga, I am the full restraint with the soul, the final stage of samadhi. To those desiring victory, I am prudent counsel. I am the metaphysical logic of all discrimination, of distinguishing between spirit and matter, and for the speculative, opinionated, reputed philosophers, I am the diversity of views, Shatdarshana. Among the ladies, I am Shatarupa, the wife of Manu, and among the men, I am Svayambhuva Manu. Among the sages, I am sage Narayana, and among the celibates, I am Sanat Kumara. Among the principles of religion, I am renunciation. Of all things basic, I am the inner awareness. Of the secrecy, I am pleasant speech and silence. And of the sexual couple, I am the unborn one, the original Prajapati, who is Brahma. Of that what constitutes a stable vision, I am the solar year. Of the seasons, I am spring. Among the months, I am Margashirsha, November, December. And of the lunar mansions, the 27 nakshatras, I am Abhijit. Among the yugas, I am Satya Yuga. Among the steady, I am Devala and Asita. Of the Vedic editors, I am Dvaipayana Vyasadeva. And among the scholars learned in spirituality, I am Shukracharya. Among those named Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, I am Vasudeva. Among my devotees, I am indeed you, Uddhava. Among the ape-like souls, I am Hanuman. And among the scientists, I am Sudarshana. I am the ruby among the jewels. Of all things beautiful, I am the lotus cup. Of all types of grass, I am the kusha grass. And of the oblations, I am the ghee of the cow. I am the wealth of those engaged in business. Of the cheaters, I am the gambling. I am the forgiveness of the tolerant. And I am the character of those in the mode of goodness. I am the mental and physical strength of the strong. Please know that I am the devotional work performed by the devotees and that of my nine forms by which these sattvatas are worshipping me, I am the supreme original form, Vasudeva. Among the singers of heaven, I am Vishvavasu, and among the heavenly dancing girls, I am Purvachiti. I am the steadiness of the mountains and the pure aroma of the earth. I am the supreme taste of water, and of what is most brilliant, I am the sun. I am the effulgence of the moon, the stars, and the sun, and I am the transcendental sound vibration in the ether. Among those devoted to the Brahminical culture, I am Bali. Among the heroes, I am Arjuna. And I am the generation, stability, and dissolution of all living beings. Of all the senses, I am the potency of walking, speaking, evacuating, handling, and enjoying, as also the touching, seeing, tasting, hearing, and smelling. All this I enumerated, earth, air, sky, water, and fire, the ego, the greater principle, the intellect, the additional 11 transformations, the 10 indriyas and the mind, the person, that what is unmanifest and the modes of rajas, tamas and sattva, stands, together with the spiritual knowledge and the steady conviction therewith, for me, I, the One Supreme. I, the Supreme Lord, the living entity, the good qualities and the possessor of the qualities, am the soul of all. I am indeed everything, the one outside of whom nothing whatsoever exists. I, who create the universes by the millions, may count their atoms after a certain time, but not so my opulences. Whatever power, beauty, fame, dominion, humility, renunciation, enjoyment, fortune, strength, tolerance or wisdom one may find, all constitutes an integral part of me. All these spiritual potencies I briefly described to you are transformations that by the mind are put in corresponding words in the scriptures, in the teachings. Therefore, control your mind, control your speech, control your breath and senses. Control yourself through meditation from within the soul so that you will never again stumble on the path of material existence. Of a transcendentalist who is not by meditation completely in control of his speech and mind, his vows, penance and charity will flow away like water from an unbaked pot. Someone devoted to me should therefore control his words, mind and life air. With that intelligence, thus being connected in devotion unto me, he achieves his life's purpose.